That's okay. Brooke went upstairs. Okay. She'll be down in a second.
Okay, cool. Oh, I'm gonna be like, really?
Yay.
That's not funny at all.
No. No, it's not.
Oh, my heart. Oh, you're wearing your lingua franca?
Yeah. My, what is it?
Lingua franca?
Lingua franca. Yeah, I am.
I don't know. That's
good, not great.
Oh, sorry.
Nice of you to show up. What
you
was happening? Tell us.
Got
in
my ass.
Tell us in detail what was wrong and why
no,
you were.
No, I don't think of that.
Why you were so late?
Well, there's a gas leak in my apartment.
Really?
Yeah. So weird.
So weird.
Yeah.
That's not like you.
No, it's so random that there would be something going wrong in my apartment.
Couldn't
no.
Be. Couldn't be you and your property.
No. My door got stuck to my bedroom because there's a cord that runs like from the hallway like into my room. And she's like, you just really gotta like pull it shut when you go into your room. Cause that's a shut over like a cable cord for like a TV. And then I couldn't get out of my room last night. It was like pitch black.
There's always something with you.
Right.
I hate January.
Loathe entirely.
Ooh, good word, loathe.
Yeah.
I loathe it.
Say it with your chest.
I loathe January.
I loathe January. It's like
is anyone's birthday in January, Ryan?
Bro, everybody's
yours
birthday is
right?
In January.
I'm so sorry. Do you like that?
I've never known anything different.
Right.
I don't know.
You should explore options.
Also, an alternative route.
Literally, you know that. You know that's. You asked her about birthdays. You and I both, we went to two birthdays this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they like their birthdays in January. I'll have to ask later. But
I think with like the dry January thing.
Maybe that makes January worth living during.
Oh,
if your birthday's in it. So that could be nice. It could be nice.
January just pisses me off.
What?
I mean, first of all, I hate New Year's.
Hate.
Nothing. Literally the worst holiday in the world.
We've never been more cycle synced than we are right now. Hate New Year's.
Because everything good is over.
And then get this.
January's one long New Year's.
It's one long New Year's and then they're like, oh, what if we gave you a 4-day weekend for no reason? I don't even need it right now. You should get like an IOU. Like, let me use my 4-day weekend some other time. I don't need it.
You know what could be worse than January? February.
Like, no, February might be, I think they're in the ring fighting for worst month.
When I was a teacher, you can't even imagine what January and February was like.
Just
death.
Sticky and
like horrible.
Pointless.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Every day.
I'm in a bad mood. Something's wrong with the kids as well. They're probably in bad moods but don't know how to process that. Oh, really, really bad. And imagine changing 25 kids into a snowsuit during January and February.
I don't want to.
Really, really.
Changing
bad.
For me in and out of a snowsuit and my own body.
Yeah.
Horrible. I can't imagine putting a bunch of toddlers in them.
Oh, by the time we get outside, left of recess by the time we get out.
And then, or like they put it all the way on and they're like, I have to poop.
Oh, don't worry, Connor. They'll just poop in it.
Poop in it.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Have you pooped in your ski, Seth?
Been close.
You know, I've never been skiing. I have no desire to.
I always
really.
Talk about that. I promise you, Brooke, there is not a day that I'm skiing where I'm not like, well, because someone's always like, where's Brooke? I'm like, you really think Brooke would be on the slopes? She'd be being carried down and behind in a toboggan behind one of these four-wheelers.
I could snowboard, I think. Or is that harder?
I think it is far harder. I think snowboarding would be harder than skiing.
It's just like, I hate the cold. I don't like I don't like that. Like, there's nothing about it that I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I could sled. I would hurt myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's
like, why risk
it? It's like one of those things where it's like, if I do like five fun runs in like a half day, I'm like, and I, you know, each additional run after that is like my chance of hurting myself goes up 10x.
A journey down the slope?
Yeah.
From top to bottom?
Yeah. It's just like one. So there's like the mountain has all the different pathways going down, and there's easier ones and there's harder ones.
How do you stay up? Like, that's what I don't get.
You're just standing with your knees kind of, you know, when you rode that skateboard that one time for that Tinder ad?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Same feel.
Well, I fell 18 times. Right. So I would be horrible at skateboarding. I would be horrible at skateboarding too.
Flat situation.
I was trying to tell you this earlier, but I was doing the mini crossword yesterday. By the way, like, you've never seen anyone do the mini crossword like me. Do you do the mini crossword?
What do you mean, the mini
crossword? I'm so good. Oh,
You've never seen a bitch do the mini crossword.
You literally
like
haven't. It's on the New York Times Games app alongside Connections in the Wordle. Every morning, wake up with my coffee, put on Jazz Fireplace.
Yeah, okay? I know. Me too.
Or a rendition of. And I do, in this order, I do Wordle, mini, Connections, save the best for last.
Connections is the best.
Connexa. What?
Connexa.
Connexa is the best. But in yesterday's mini, which, by the way, I can do in like 28 seconds.
What is the mini entail?
It's just a teeny tiny crossword.
So it's like four words or something? Eight words? Mm-hmm. And you did that in 23 seconds?
I didn't say 23.
What'd you say?
28 or 25.
My bad.
I think my fastest has been 18.
Seconds?
Yeah. No. And
You did eight words in 18 seconds?
I don't know how many words there were that day. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I have no choice but to believe women at this point.
I'll show you in the I can do it in the bonus. Although this is going to be the one, like, sometimes I get so stuck. For example, yesterday, the clue was the B in R&B. I said beats, rhythm and beats.
I like the beat.
Took me 3 minutes to complete the puzzle because I could not understand what was wrong with rhythm and beats.
Rhythm is right. What is the beat? I don't know what the B is.
You can get it.
Do it really fast. Rhythm in. Say it really fast. It'll just come out.
Oh, I know
it'll
what it is.
Slip out.
I know what it is.
What?
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, I know.
Blues. Well,
yeah.
Rhythm and blues.
Yeah.
Now the thing, I guess R&B, like, is Usher R&B?
It made more sense to me. Thinking of Usher, rhythm and beats made much more sense.
Yeah.
From an Usher standpoint, rhythm and beats.
You know, I want to bump and grind to some R&B, but I need a beat.
Yeah, it should be rhythm. And
blues is like sad music, right? The blues, I got the blues.
It's from way back.
Let's change it.
The rhythm and the beats.
Rhythm and beats.
It's the rhythm and the beats of the night.
Mm-hmm. Connections was also weird yesterday.
What the hell? Okay, Brooke sent it to me and she figured it out. It took me like 6 hours to actually sit down and play Connections yesterday. And then I did it. If my family's life was on the line, I would have a full month of funerals to attend.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get that.
That one was...
Brooke, one of the options for Connections yesterday was words typed upside down in a calculator. And it was like boob, poop.
Yeah. That one I got by accident because... First of all, I saw boobs and one other, and I was like, calculator. But then the others didn't make sense. I didn't realize we were doing upside down. So I did think calculator, but then I was like, no, it can't be that. But then I was like, all these words have double letters in them. Like boob, there's two B's, whatever. So I picked them all, and I, by the grace of the gods and the mother in the cauldron, I got it.
Ooh, good job. I was not even close. I actually got only one of them.
Like, my day is over when I'm done the New York
Times. I know,
Times.
That's a real huge bummer.
Yeah. And then there's another one that I can't get into.
What do you mean?
Another game on there called Letterbox. Doesn't do it for me.
Oh, that sucks.
Sucks. And then there's Spelling Bee, of course, which, depending on the day.
How many games are there on this thing?
Five. And then, of course, there's Sudoku, but that's just like, been there, done that. I'm really good at Sudoku. I would do a tournament if I could.
I bet
they exist.
Yeah. I don't think that's like out of the realm of possibilities.
Put me in, coach. That could be a fun way to meet people. I don't think I'd meet anyone in a Sudoku tournament that I would get along with, but it's worth trying.
Every like 5 years, I relearn how to play Sudoku, and just as quickly as I figured out, I forget.
Oh, it's so fun. I love puzzles. Speaking of, I'm in my gaming era. I ordered and forgot that I ordered when we were having some cocktails this weekend. I had apparently ordered that game that we played when we were little. By we, I mean me. And I don't know if you did. I know some other people probably did. Of cars on that grid, and you try to get the one car out.
Wait, we've talked about this on here before.
I think we have. But I finally placed the order.
Nice.
I'm bringing it on the plane.
Okay.
I'm going to be doing that on the tray table for 6 hours.
Oh, nice.
And I'm ecstatic.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Have you ever played backgammon?
We talked about this last week, too.
Did we?
Yeah. And I said, yes, I have. And you told me about the board that you have in your home.
Okay.
And then I said, I like backgammon because unlike other board games that I need to flip over and you have to put them away and all that jazz, backgammon is a piece in your home that you can leave out because it looks cool.
Well, you know how when you close it up, it's like a briefcase?
Yeah.
I was bringing it to Patrick's house the other day, and I was walking. I just walked down the street with my briefcase.
People thought you were...
Oh, my God, I'm a CEO.
A CEO?
Yeah, I was doing CEO.
Little did they know you were an athlete about to rip some backgammon.
Yeah.
You're going to get tennis elbow.
I love backgammon.
Backgammon
I
knee.
Love my car game. Love the New York Times, crosswords, and etc. You
are 83.
I'm constantly moving the gears in my brain.
You're knitting, you're horizontal, you're playing backgammon. You're 83 years old.
Did I tell you about my pickleball tournament?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that.
I don't know. I guess I could just talk about it.
I think you can. By the time, when is it? It's next week?
No, it's in February, but Kat and I got an email that I think it's Anthropology wants us to play on a
pickleball. I think it's Free People.
No, it's Anthropology.
It's Anthropology? Yeah. Oh, cool.
Wants us to play in their pickleball tournament. So there's like 8 teams and me and Kat will be one of them.
Do you know what pickleball has a lot of?
Hand-eye coordination that one cannot teach. I know. I think I'm not bad at pickleball. That being said, I'm not tournament ready.
Yeah.
For sure. Kat doesn't know how to play. So it should be fun. I'm excited.
Why did they choose you two together?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
Huh. I'm going to come.
I hope. Yeah. I want that.
Yeah.
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 How are you? I feel like I've been going on and on about games.
Oh, loving it. I'm kind of just taking it all in. What was I going to say? Oh, crap. In a sack. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. You should do your...
Oh, my God. Yeah, Obsessed comes out next week. I'm so excited, you guys.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time coming. The first episode is with my dear, dear friend, Brittany Broski, where we kind of just talk about obsessions in general, from one obsessive to another. That was recorded about 8 months ago.
What's it about? Can you give us a...
I just said.
No.
What did I just say?
Oh, it's just about being obsessed with stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think I read my fan fiction that I had written. Mm-hmm. Written.
You wrote. Where'd you write it?
I wrote on Wattpad.
Oh, where did you write it to? Like destination? Because you said written.
And I corrected myself. So, so that's something to look forward to. Although it's not too late for me to pull that out of the episode. But I think it will be great. In fact, I know it will be great. And then I also recorded an episode with my friend Megan about One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that was also recorded 8 months ago and will be coming out soon. And then I also recorded one.
With the boys.
With the boys,
yeah.
Where we broed out my brother and my friend Patrick about football. And Ryan was there and I learned about football. Seriously. Did you have fun doing that?
Haven't felt more joy than watching you learn about first downs.
Oh.
First down? Let me tell you about the first down, by the way.
Tell me about it.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Yep. And then I'm recording a solo ep next week.
Oh, wow.
That's something I'm curious about for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
That's a true test of...
It's a test.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a test. For sure. So that comes out on the 26th. And I'm excited. And where can you find it? Good question. On Spotify and everywhere you can get your podcasts. And there's a YouTube channel. And that YouTube channel is youtube.com/obsessedwithbrooke.
Oh, nice. Yep. Starting right off the bat with.
Yep.
And there it has two subscribers right now.
Yay.
So let's get that
Yay.
Up.
Let's get that up to 7.
All 5 of you guys listening, go ahead and hop over to obsessedwithbrookeaverick.com.
Yep. So I'm excited. .com/org.
.gov.
.edu.com/.tv. Anyway.
I guess we'll just talk about more promo. We also got a billboard over, like, on what, Monday? Our billboard popped up in Times Square thanks to Linktree for making us right at home in Times Square above the M&M store that I noticed yesterday, that we're right above the M&M store. That's just like an act of God that they put us above the M&M store. That was not on purpose,
like,
was it?
That's like making me feel sick in a positive connotation.
You know what? I was like, oh, that's really cool.
And that's a big billboard.
Brooke, when I look down at that door of that building, look how small that door is. I can't even see a person in this.
Can you imagine? I'm going.
Well, maybe nobody's outside.
I just happen to be going to New York this weekend to see Merrily We Roll Along starring Jonathan Groff. So that's awesome. And it just happened to coincide coincidentally with the billboard. So imagine how teeny tiny my 4'11 self is going to look next to the billboard.
Oh my God. Yeah. I had planned to go to New York on Sunday, and then my flight got like made to go, or like pushed back enough to where it was going to be a red eye. And then I was like, well, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
And then so I was like, I'll just leave Monday. So I just shifted it. And then Monday came along, and then we saw a picture of the billboard, and I go, I'm kind of just going to take a picture of the billboard. So I might just like stay home.
Well, I'm going to FaceTime you.
Yeah, that's going to be
cool. That will be cool.
That will be cool. Yes, that is cool.
So maybe you guys could go and take pictures with it too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go.
And maybe you'll find me there. I'll be there this weekend. And maybe you could also, if anyone's going to Merrily We Roll Along, I'd love some company and support there as well.
Merrily we roll along, roll along.
Is that an original piece?
No, it's that TikTok song. It's like Merrily We Fall. You know, Merrily We Fall.
No, I've never heard it.
Out of line, out of line. What is that? Does anyone know that? You've heard it.
Never.
Merrily We Fall?
I don't know.
It's like the most popular song on TikTok right now, I feel like. It's the sped up version.
I don't know.
Really? No one?
Uh-uh.
Well, I'm so curious, like, what part of the web I live on. Because every time I'm like, oh, this is like the most viral thing, I don't even know where that song's from. I just know it's a TikTok song. I wonder, like, someone tweeted the other day, these sped up songs, I don't get how it's like.
It's Alvin and the Chipmunks effect. It's the Alvin and the
Chipmunks. Oh my gosh,
effect.
It's the Alvin and Chipmunks.
It scratches an itch.
It totally does. Mm-hmm. Every time, someone tweeted this the other day, every time, who was it? I just saw it. I responded to it too. Every time a Fleetwood Mac gets TikTokified, an angel's wings crumble. Just so true.
Oh, I honestly and this was my hot take earlier when we started the podcast, that I love Alvin and the Chipmunks. I love sped up versions of TikTok songs. Like, that scratches an itch for me, the sped up high pitch.
Yeah. I was thinking about that with like Murder on the Dance Floor. Like, how old is that song? When did that come out?
Like 2000 something.
How awesome it must be. Like, you know, somebody who like released a song whose like career is probably, I don't know who came out with this.
Sophie Ellis Baxter.
Do you know who that is?
I do now.
Yeah, but like this person, I don't know who this is. So say, I'm going to get in trouble if this is like a famous person.
I think she is.
Okay.
But I also had not heard of her. And I feel like a lot of people probably hadn't as well. Is she British?
Okay.
I think maybe cool. She was big over on the other side of the pond.
Cool. Well, I am on this side of the pond. So I'm going to say, imagine like you, that is like your one hit thing, and you now like, I don't know what else you would do after you come out with a song in 2000, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, she's probably going to be top of the charts.
That would be like in 2040, like a
Fifth
Harmony song, like popping off.
Yeah. And someone getting royalties from that, mm-hmm. like 20 years from when they came out with it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice little surprise.
It is. You never know.
Imagine checking your bank account one morning. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, things have shifted.
Yeah.
And why? Oh, because a man with a giant hog, a short man with a giant hog is dancing around in a mansion to my song. And now I am a millionaire.
Yay.
Come on, Barrett, shake that
what
hog.
What else could you dream of?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, you know that's my favorite song.
Yeah.
You know what else is my favorite song? Speaking of Saltburn, speaking of music.
What?
You know that part where they're doing karaoke?
Yeah.
When there's a...
That part gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah, but when Farley comes in on the mic and he's like, I took her to a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah.
That specific, the way he sings that, the way he sounds, I play it over and over and over and over and over and over again because it's a sound on TikTok. I can't play that, right? It's copyright.
Mm-hmm. Bonus.
I can play that in bonus. It is literally like the most sensational 6 seconds of music.
I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I've got it saved. So,
I feel like Murder on the Dance Floor is about to be like gimme, gimme, gimme'd though. Like played way too much, especially like at bars and stuff. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
He matches my jorts.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm loving it right now, but kind of just like, you know, I also love garlic bread. I'm not going to eat it every night because I'll get sick of it. It's for special occasions. Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to like reel ourselves in with certain songs.
I'm really bad at like, I'll listen to the same song 18,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Until I get sick of it. Like there's no pacing like myself with songs.
I just know it's going to happen, you know, like I'm going to get sick of this song and it's a fun song.
It's a great song.
I like to shake my damn ass to Murder on the Dance Floor.
It is a great song. I will never get sick of that. I might get sick of it coming on in my car, but I will never get sick of that coming on like at a party.
Yeah, it's fun. I want to know what that's called. When like I know my playlist, you know, and so I'm not excited. But like if a song from my playlist came on the radio, I'd be like,
Yeah.
What is that?
That there's got to be a name for that.
There has to be.
Because that is a universal.
Oh, it's like.
That is.
My heart skips a beat. I have a like boner.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like.
Yeah.
I don't know. It all happens all at once.
Yeah. Ooh, Connor, that's a really good flag. It's a really good flag.
It used to happen with Gimme, Gimme, Gimme when I'd be out at a bar and it'd be like. And like everyone would be like, oh, I got to get out to the.
Yeah.
I got to jump around to this song.
But God forbid that came up on your personal shuffle.
I'd be like, I don't really want to listen to this right now.
Even if it came up on somebody else's car shuffle, I would be obsessed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. My song.
As long as it's not on my specific phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. Speaking of movies and, you know, the Saltburn thing of it all, I'm just going to quickly say, we talked about how Barry, like, winged that scene with the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Why did no one say cut?
Why? Because his genius was at work. I mean, you have to let the actor do what they're gonna do.
Brooke, I think
like he was gonna come to an end.
He was just gonna come to an end. I'm sure he was in the dirt, but it was He knew when it was over.
He knew when it was over.
Yeah.
That was his call.
Oh.
Ugh. That was his call.
That one grossed me out.
That one did not gross me out. I was just like, all right.
Oh, that one was so utterly disturbing to me because of the like grave of it all. Anyways, I told you yesterday, I was like either going to go see Poor Things so we could have that conversation.
Yeah.
And then, wow, I'm like been on really big give up. I think like I've been on real big like one barrier to entry for any activity, I'm giving up. I'm just going to... And I think it's because I like my apartment now.
That's the worst. Where that's why like, I'm not getting curtains. I don't want to make myself too comfortable.
Brooke, I literally was like, okay, I'm going to go. I was like texting me. I was like, do you want to go to the movies? And everyone was like, it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
good point.
It is cold. I'm going to stay home. And so I was like, okay, I'm not. But then I was like, well, I still want to like see something new. And then all of a sudden, Boys in the Boat is already on streaming services.
What's that one?
It's about some boys in a boat, really. Now, it came out on Christmas, and it's already out on streaming. I'm really, like, confused on the, like, theater box office sales to streaming pipeline now? Because I thought it was like a...
It's not for us to get.
Oh.
It's not for us to get.
It was just like, it was in theaters for about 40 seconds, yeah. And now it's already out in my home. So I watched that.
Good.
I want to preface by saying I was at home, so I was on my phone for a good portion of mm-hmm. it. So I'm not like, take everything I say with a grain of salt.
Horrible?
Not for me.
That's fine.
It was filmed so...
What's it about besides boys being in the boat?
I just want to say, I'm not even going to tell you what the plot is. Guess. You're right.
Crew?
Yeah. But like the actual plot, I can say this without giving anything away. Watch the first scene, guess what it's about. Imagine it's on Lifetime or like a Hallmark. That is what it is. It's essentially like, it is a feel-good movie, and it would be a great movie to take a kid to. That's
really how, that doesn't scream kids movie to me. That's just looking at the thumbnail.
Well, apparently the book was so good and way more depressing than this movie because it's set during the Great Depression. But like, wasn't
so
that
it's a Great Depression feel good family film.
It's completely a family film.
Okay, what's it rated?
It must be rated under G, like E.
Do they make?
F.
I don't think they make G movies anymore.
They didn't even cuss, I don't think. Why is it rated PG-13? What is the reason it would be rated for 13?
I don't know.
There's not even a foul word. He says shut up one time.
That's enough nowadays.
For me, that would have been PG, that would have been R for my mom. What is the reason it's PG-13? Does it say? Anyways, it doesn't matter. People liked it. People are saying it's the feel-good film of the year.
Okay.
If it does it for you, it's great. I'm jealous.
I'm not going to watch it based off of that review.
I just like, it's directed by George Clooney.
Yeah.
Who must have said, just do it, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Some of the best directors are hands off.
I just like... Nothing negative, nothing positive. Just like, yeah, it was a film. It was filmed really well.
That's good.
Yeah, I like movies set in like that time where they're all kind of dressed up and have weirdly that like transatlantic accent, even though they're just like from the United States.
Do a transatlantic accent for me. Jog my
it's
memory.
Like Great Gatsby vibes.
Do it for me.
I can't. What? I can't. Extra, extra, read all about it. I couldn't think of it. Anything
very
else
good.
They would say. What would they say back then?
I think that's it. That's all they said back then.
Hey, Arthur. No, I don't know. Let's move on.
Oh, I actually, that completely put me in the space.
Okay, good.
That put me in the transatlantic space.
Good.
Yeah.
If I can put one person in a transatlantic space, then my
you
job here
done
is
your
done.
Job. Yep. We can end the pod.
And we'll see you guys in bonus. So.
I saw a movie too.
Oh, did you? What'd you see?
I saw Mean Girls yesterday.
Yes.
You as well have seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I didn't think it was as bad as everyone's.
Who's saying it's bad?
Everyone.
Oh, not me.
Okay. I also saw the musical on Broadway and was addicted to it. So it was nice hearing some of those songs again. I just love a chance to listen to a musical soundtrack. You know that. I will say, I'm not sure why they made the choice to do, to make creative liberties with some of the songs that they did.
Oh, they're different than the
Connor,
Broadway?
If you could see the side-by-side of Katie's songs specifically, just don't include the songs. Just don't include the songs. They are so fun and upbeat in the actual musical. They made them like slow violin, like talking songs in the movie, which was really, that was the toughest part for me, specifically. Renee is a goddess.
Yeah, that was,
like she is
nailed it.
Unreal. Janice was great, I thought. Yeah, that's really it for me.
I think the reviews were mostly, I didn't know it was a musical.
Because they didn't advertise it as a musical, because apparently no one wants to go see musicals. Wrong.
I think a large group of people that watch Glee would go see a musical.
I think they would have done a better job if they leaned more into just making it a musical.
I didn't know it was a musical.
Yeah.
And I didn't know until I went to the premiere in LA, and the Mean Girls big logo thing was out there, and I was like, is that a music note in the word
they tried
girls?
To hide it. And it's like almost like if you didn't know, which I know you were in that position, you feel duped, I would imagine. Like, it's not a good feeling.
I knew right away. I go, is this a musical? To Kat next to me.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying, like, if you didn't know that before, I would imagine you feel kind of duped.
Yeah.
So it's like, just be honest.
Yeah.
It's 2024. We're being who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So, yay. Would encourage everyone to listen to the original musical soundtrack, because that musical is just incredible. The clothes were interesting too.
What do you mean?
The clothes that they put everyone in. Like, I've never seen those in real life on people. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Not really.
Well, is it? I think they were just like Gen Z vibes, right?
Maybe I don't know any Gen Zers, but I've never seen anyone in this type of clothing, per se.
I can't get over how the one guy from The Summer I Turned Pretty is...
Jack Martin.
Is Jack Martin to a T.
They are identical twins.
Jump scare.
It is really scary.
That's Jack Martin.
That's Jack Martin.
Oh, it freaks me out.
It is really freaky.
Every time you turn around, I'm like... No way.
There's like no difference.
There's not a single...
It's so scary how two people can look so much alike and have no genetic... material in common.
The cool part is that, like, if they ever need to cast, what's his name, Chris something,
yeah,
if they ever need to cast Chris and he's like, I can't do that project because I'm already on this project, he can just be like, but you can have my stunt double,
or
Jack,
like,
Martin's card,
cast him in a movie where he needs an identical twin.
Oh,
you have one right there for you.
Me, Parent Trap, the men. The boys.
I would literally think they were doing CGI, just doing two Chris's.
CGI.
Yeah, CGI.
Is that it?
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
I don't know. We need to get back on track.
Is it not?
No, it is, but I don't know why. CGI.
Computer-generated images.
Whoa, didn't know what R&B was, but knows what that is. Okay.
Yeah.
CGI is one of those things that, see, now it doesn't even sound like a real word.
That used to happen to me all the time with Nickelodeon.
Daughter. Garage. I could go on.
Yeah.
I'll choose not to.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Can we? I just need to look at this because I keep losing what I was going to say. Do you have anything that...
Yeah,
could...
I actually do. Something
okay,
horrible
cool.
happened to me yesterday.
Well, hi, Epi.
Huh?
Yes.
You know how I can't stop going to Barnes & Noble?
Yeah. I need to stop touching my can.
Did I tell you about the cashier that I thought was, like, actually my best friend?
Yes.
Did I tell everyone that?
No.
Okay, so the time I was at Barnes & Noble before yesterday, so probably, like, the day before yesterday, or I guess it was last week if I had already said it.
You told me at dinner with your brother.
Okay, so recently. I was buying... Frankie, a copy of A Court of Thorns and Roses, not my guinea pig, Frankie, our human friend.
It wouldn't even be weird if you had bought your guinea pig.
Oh my God, she would love that, eating that paper.
Yeah.
But I bought her a copy because I was needing her to read that immediately, if not sooner. And the woman checking us out was literally like, let me stop you right there. And she went on, I'm not joking, 45-minute spiel of how much the series meant to her, the exact order that I need to read all of the following books by Sarah J. Maasin, a deep dive into the whole universe, her experience, and now she's doing her fifth reread. So she was walking me through her experience and her reread. She's telling me what she's going to do when the next one comes out.
Bad gal reread.
Telling me all this, like, she's talking about lore, literally 45 minutes, and I had my brother there too, who was truly about to off himself. But I was like, oh my God, when we left, I was like, oh my God, I need her on Obsessed. So I wanted to go back and ask her to be on Obsessed, Enter yesterday. I'm back in Barnes & Noble getting another copy of Court of Thorns and Roses.
For what?
My other friend.
Okay.
And she's there. I am so excited to go up to her. She goes, I walk up to her with my book. She goes, oh my God, I have to let me tell you about this book.
She doesn't remember you.
Had no idea who I was. I was crushed beyond belief. I was like, oh my God, babe, you already told me. She must do this to everyone.
Everybody.
She must do this to everyone. I literally felt used and abused. Like, I felt like she had thrown me on the side of the road like a piece of trash.
Maybe she has whatever the 51st Dates Drew Barrymore version had. And she just remembers today.
No, well, I think she does that like 15 times a day. Because it's also, when I look back, like, it was, she knew that speech by heart.
Did you tell her you've already told me this?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
I was like, I was in here last week. And then she was like, oh, yeah, right, right. I remember. And then she was like, you're going to love this book. Babe, I told you last week. If you really remember me, you would know I'm on the last one right now. You would know that. Yeah. So safe to say, she's no longer invited on my podcast.
Oh, you should still have her. I think you give her one more chance.
One more chance. Go up and buy my third copy. Izzy, I'll go and get you one. I'll be really like,
I really feel like I should really power through and read this damn book.
I don't. The thing is, like, the driving force of like the obsession behind it is the romance.
Yeah.
Yes. So I don't know if that's going to drive you to the point of obsession.
The romance piece.
Yeah. There is plot, but it's like romance and then plot. But you like rom-coms. It's not a rom-com. But there is the rom.
No com.
No com. Actually.
Okay.
Not com, but okay. Like wit.
Oh.
Once you get to the second.
We're doing wit right now?
Yeah, like it's like complete wit vibes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll, like, I don't know what's going to get me there. Maybe a lobotomy. But I'm going to get there. I'm going to read the book. Okay. I'm going to read A Catarrh.
That would be great. Would you say?
A Catarrh?
Yeah.
What's the?
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Well, we could just leave it at that as well.
No, let's just leave it at A Catarrh.
A Catarrh. What's it?
A Catarrh?
A Catarrh. Whatever. I've only ever read it.
That is hard because the names in the book are names that you wouldn't come across at this present day. And after like the third book was when I found out how to pronounce them. I had pronounced every single one wrong.
Oh.
And I can't quite get like on the track of pronouncing them right. Because they are to me what I was pronouncing them as originally.
Ugh, that sucks.
Yeah.
They should have pronunciations at the beginning of a book so you don't have to relearn everything halfway through.
Yeah. How do you think you would pronounce this name?
Okay.
L-U-C-I-E-N.
Lucien.
I mean, that's Connor. Thought the same thing.
Is it Lucien?
It's like Lucian.
Oh, well.
Like, that's Lucien.
I mean, I don't pronounce people's names right in person.
That's very true.
After hearing them and being corrected, I still can't say
that's
their
name. That's very, very true.
He'd be Lusha to me. Lushin.
L Dog.
Yeah. Hey, what up, Big Dog?
Yeah.
My name's Lucian. Okay.
Like, that one threw me. Yeah. Lush. Magoosh.
Lush Magoosh.
We can talk about something else. Sorry. I keep hijacking. Like, I'm addicted to these novels.
It's so weird. I had a triple shot cappuccino this morning, which had me so late to the studio. Lucian learned. I won't do that again. But now I'm having a Celsius. I think I might just do Celsius moving forward.
I gave you my stomach problems.
I know.
Because I would consider you the part of the duo with an upset stomach now.
I said this morning, I don't get how you genetically pass down stomach issues to me as an adult who's not related to you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We osmosis'd IBS. Hank Green? What the hell?
I wonder if it's the same as like period cycle syncing.
I hope not.
Like I could have synced my IBS to you via cloud. And you could have downloaded it.
Your IBS.
Oh, you downloaded it from the cloud.
Your IBS is making its way over to me in 1,000 tiny pieces above us right now, Willy Wonka style.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. You know what else I'm obsessed with?
What?
Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, you posted those on your story yesterday.
What? That is the best cereal that exists.
I agree.
That is the best cereal that exists. And everyone was DMing me with a critique of Fruity Pebbles, which is if you don't eat them right away, they get soggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, babe, that's the point. Like, give me soup. Like, I want, like, soggy, soggy Fruity Pebbles.
I think Fruity Pebbles are a journey because at first it's, like, crunch, magunch. And then if you wait a little bit, then you start getting like different levels, you know?
It's like, you know what it's like?
I don't like complete mush, so I get what they're saying. But once it gets to that point, it's a drink. You drink it.
It's like eating an ice cream cone with sprinkles. Like the first layer's with sprinkles and that's great. And then you get to experience it without sprinkles and that's great. And then you get to eat the cone and that's great.
The cone is but it's backwards then.
Sure.
Is the
I'm just saying it's a layered experience.
Oh, it's a layered experience. Yeah. Well, yeah. That is something where, like, if I start thinking too much about what I'm eating, I get grossed out. So I just have to do it really fast and with my...
What could gross you out about Fruity Pebbles? The mush piece?
Yeah.
Anyway, I would encourage everyone to go get Fruity Pebbles and eat it as a dessert.
Yeah. Yes.
I also paired it with the house milk, which is cow's milk, yeah. Which I haven't had in a few years.
You know my stance on cow's milk.
I was fine stomach wise.
Yeah.
Because
you handed me off your IBS.
My skin kind of freaked out, but I was shocked to be fine stomach wise from the house milk, which is exciting. Your body's always changing and evolving.
Yeah.
So
gotta keep up.
Maybe I'll introduce small doses of house milk back into my diet.
The fact that cereal was ever like a breakfast food to me is berserk. Collectively cereal, besides, unless you're eating cereal, is like a snack, you know, to eat dry.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we put
just so
Fruity
easy.
Pebbles into a bowl of milk and ate it for breakfast and said off to school, off to like exercise my brain, like no, that's that was never fuel. Like
I guess it's just so easy, and the kids are always in a rush to get off to school.
There's nothing of substance in Fruity Pebbles. That's why it's a good dessert.
Yeah, I guess milk.
Is yeah.
It? Depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah. My favorite cereal, Life cereal.
What?
It's so good.
Like, it's good, but like to be your favorite?
Ja. It's my favorite.
I'm doing Fruity Pebbles. I'm doing Frosted Mini Wheats.
I didn't like so much sugar.
I'm doing Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
There we go. Number one.
CTC. Doing Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. Those are candy.
Give me the sugar. Yeah.
Those are candy,
yes,
guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted like substance. I wanted fiber, you know, like I wanted to feel full for my breakfast. When I have like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I'm like, I just had dessert.
Yeah.
But
that's what
I also,
I'm saying. Do it as a dessert.
I've also never been a pancake or like anything like that for breakfast.
Really?
That's a cake. Put a candle in it. Mm-hmm. You're putting syrup on like a pastry. That's a treat. You're having a treat.
Yeah. I mean, breakfast is the treat meal.
You didn't do anything to earn
that
treat.
Which I guess is hard. It, first thing in the morning, maybe it should be like dinner and first thing in the morning. Like have salmon and vegetables. That might make more sense to start you off for the day. End the day.
Wait. We should
with a glass of wine and a bowl of Fruity Pebbles.
You know, there's a bar that I went to. I think I posted like a year ago that serves cereal at the bar. Like there's all the beers and then below it, it's all the cereals. And I did. I had a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and a beer.
Yeah. That.
And everyone was like, you're sick in the fucking head, you freak. And I was like, I'm enjoying myself. And guess what? I'm thinking out of the box.
Yeah. I think we should completely flip the meal schedule on its axis.
On its ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who says?
I say. Yep.
Yep. One thing about one piece of the puzzle that's escaped hot takes, lunch. Lunch is one of the most beautiful things that's ever walked the earth. Because you know what lunch is? Anything you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch is the great equalizer. I could be sitting across from you. Well, let me think of someone who's more against off of. We see eye to eye here and there. Let me think of someone that I just would not get along with. Can you give me someone?
Miranda Lambert.
Sure. Okay. So I could be sitting across from Miranda Lambert, and I'm sitting there, and I could order a rack of ribs for lunch, and Miranda could be having flautas. No, that's like a lunch item. She could be having
Fruity Pebbles.
Sure. And I could be having a rack of ribs, and neither of us are going to bat an eye. Lunch is so special.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not, I don't have anything bad to say about lunch.
I think, huh, a lot to think about. Lunch could be, like, world leaders should meet over lunch.
I think they do.
Okay. Who knows?
I feel like you think you're having a breakthrough with just, like, the concept of lunch.
Something's happening.
But I'm like trying to see, like, what.
I think because
you seem like you're cracking a case. What's
in
the
my
case?
Head, I just can't get it into words. Dinner is so in a box. Dinner is hearty, savory.
I feel like breakfast for dinner is
like
a big thing.
Sweet
too,
and
though.
Light. Lunch is like no man's land. It's like, what is lunch? What is lunch? You can't put lunch in a box.
Lunch is just a meal you have in the afternoon.
Right. Or late in the morning. I've had lunch at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
Sue me. I think lunch is more of a loose concept, and I think that we could learn a lot from lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking of smoking weed, I have been dabbling a little bit more, and I was thinking last night.
When you say smoking weed, are you doing gummies?
No, I'm doing the cans.
Okay.
Cans, which still love can. C-A-N-N. They sell them like at stores now, which I didn't know. Because you can get them online.
Do you need to show your ID?
Yes.
Okay.
You get them at like a smoke shop.
Oh, I thought you meant like at Whole Foods.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
But they do sell, like I was at a coffee shop this morning and they had little, not can brand, but some other brand that was Long Island Iced Tea, Bellini, and Mai Tai. And they were flavored weed drinks.
Hmm.
These are perfect for me, though. C-A-N-N. They're the best. Drinks. These ones make me like, oh, I'm a little hungry, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm enjoying myself, but I'm not like stuck like this forever, and I don't think someone's trying to break in.
Oh, good.
My house.
Good. Good.
Or under my bed. But I was thinking about it. I was like, we can get a little high. Cats have catnip. I'm looking at Max. I'm like, oh my gosh, you poor, poor thing. Why is there no dog nip? Why can't my dog get a little high?
Mm-hmm. Catnip is... What exactly is catnip? Is it like a cat drug?
They get a little kooky from the catnip, right? What is catnip? Look at these cats. They're off their ass.
What is catnip? Go ahead and read that for us, Connor.
Okay, let me try. Okay. If you're a cat owner, you know how rewarding it is to make your feline happy.
Yeah.
One of the most effective ways to do so is giving them catnip. Okay. Wait, can we press back and just... Oh, there it is. Catnip, also known by its scientific name that I can't pronounce, is a member of the mint family. The active compound in catnip, can't pronounce, triggers a response in some cats, inducing behaviors like rolling, rubbing, purring.
Oh, that's weed.
Yeah.
What?
The plant produces, can't pronounce, in microscopic bulbs that coat its leaves, stems, and seed pods. When the fragile bulbs rupture, they release the compound into the air, which is why cats find chewing on the... Which is why you can find cats chewing in the bud. I'm going to get some catnip for my dog.
Get this, Connor. If a human has catnip...
Yeah?
Most people indicate mild feelings of relaxation or drowsiness. So that could be some... You could have some catnip to go to bed. That being said, it is coupled with complaints of a foul taste. And at higher doses, some users feel nauseous. But if at
I'm
a small dose, you could have
nauseous.
Some catnip as a melatonin
as
substitute.
A treat.
Yeah. What is it a... What format is it in?
It's like little... It's weed. It's literally like ground up weed. It's in a little baggie.
Really?
It'd be so funny.
Oh my God. It's called... There's this catnip brand that's called Meow Joanna. Oh my
That's
God, I'm
funny.
Getting that for you.
Oh my gosh.
It's called catnip, and then at the bottom it says catnip buds, and then a picture of a cat with red eyes.
What? Can we just have an, is there dog catnip?
Oh my God, it's a leaf.
There is a happy herb for canines too. It's called anise or aniseed, known as dog nip. And when given in moderation, it can have a stimulating effect on dogs. Mixed and homemade treats can be used during training sessions to get dogs psyched and motivated to learn. Well, that is the opposite of weed.
Well,
I've never smoked weed and felt psyched and motivated to learn.
Some weed kind of hones you in on something.
I have not tried that.
I haven't either, but I think that there is.
Maybe weed makes me like, drool, like straight up. I'm drooling.
Me too.
I was feeling sorry for my dog the other day because I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. I have nothing to say.
I think your max is catnip because he's addicted to you.
I only have so much to give.
Right. And that he takes what he can get.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Did you watch the Emmys?
No. What was I doing? Oh. I think watching football.
Really?
Yeah. It's playoffs.
Who was playing?
Cowboys played. And what was the later game? Oh, Chiefs played. Right?
Is that the same night?
I don't. It's all running together for me on account of trying to smoke more weed.
Monday night? I don't know.
Well, anyways, there was football on during the evening, or it was just ending, and then I got tired. And I went to bed. Why? Why are you asking if I've seen the? Why are you asking if I watched the Emmys?
I was just nothing. I was just making conversation a little. I was like reading a little bit and watching a little bit. I didn't know who the host was, but he like very much included his mother.
Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, who is that? Anthony Anderson.
The comedian TV
show. He's a comedian TV star.
Wow, I feel like they're like making new people all of a sudden because like a lot recently I've been like, oh, I know Anthony Anderson.
You know Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, he's more well known than Joe Coy.
He's like a comedian actor. Like he's in like a lot of stuff. What is he in? He's in Blackish right now. Oh, he's in Kangaroo Jack and Scary Movie 3. That's what I know him from.
Barbershop was the big one.
Barbershop. But Kangaroo Jack, speaking of smoking weed, you guys, Kangaroo Jack was the movie I watched the first time I ever smoked weed.
I
watched
seen
Kangaroo
that.
Jack, and I freaked the fuck out. And I was like, I am freaking out, I'm freaking out, I'm freaking out. That night, I smoked weed out of a Sprite can.
Ooh, yeah. How would you even?
What you do is you take the can, you drink it, and then you crush it like this, like a little bit on the top. And then you do like you're going to shotgun. You open a hole in the can. And then you put some foil over top and you take like a needle or something and you poke a lot of holes on the foil. And then you put the weed on top in that hole. And then you light the weed. And then out of the mouth of the can, you breathe. And then you have like a carb on the side where you like, and you like make a little pipe out of the Sprite can.
Okay.
Like this.
Okay. Yeah.
It's real pothead hours today.
Just like smoke a joint.
Well, like when you're 16 or like 15, you don't have access to a joint at that time.
Don't you just get a piece of paper to roll your weed in instead of putting it in a Coke can?
Well, you need like rolling papers and you need a filter and you need all that stuff to build that device.
Okay.
A Sprite can is a literal perfect solution, except all of the cancerous fumes, which I'll find out about, I'm sure, soon.
One day.
Via my body feature.
Anyway, the Emmys.
Right.
He was hosting.
Right.
And his, like, mom was also very involved in the hosting process. Cool. This is a personal thing. I get a little bit uncomfortable with men who are so, so close with their mothers. And that was like so on display the entirety of the Emmys.
Oh, no.
And she was also, the mom was like cutting people off who were going too far or going too long in their speeches. And like she really cut Jennifer Coolidge off. And I was like I was like kind of like, ooh, 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 a moment of like cringing into myself.
For these big award shows, how do they not have like a tighter leash on what people say and do? Like, you should have, like, a shocker on your wrist or something where they go, nope, down.
I don't know. I didn't see anyone else really talk about the Emmys, but, and again, I'm always uncomfortable watching,
yeah,
like, live shows, but it was an added layer. with this additional son-mother dynamic that was going on. Kieran Culkin keeps winning everything. Couldn't be happier for him.
He deserves
everything and more. He's my man of the week.
Did you see who went up to him? Some guy went up to him on the carpet while he was doing an interview and was like, "I really want to do a comedy with you." And he's like, "Oh, cool, let's do it. We'll talk after." He's like, "I just got a job."
No, I didn't see that.
I don't think he does.
He was like a director or a movie writer or something like that.
Yeah. Happy for him. That's awesome.
Yeah, I will watch everything that he's in.
Same.
And that's on tier two.
And that's on God as well as fans.
It's on God, godly tier two.
Oh, cool. I didn't see anything else from the Emmys. Award season, to me, all One Piece.
You know who I'm like so obsessed with?
Who?
Io.
Oh, Brooke, do you know that in our list from last week, I just have Io just in as her own bullet point? Like, I just wanted to say, loving every moment. Every piece of content we get from her.
It's never enough.
Everyone's like, Io and like Renee Rapp right now are owning the like, I don't have a publicist scene. Because it's so nice. They're obviously like media trained enough, but they're real.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't see that.
It's a great balance that they've struck.
Did I tell you I met her?
Io?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually you did at the theater camp
release.
Yeah. Oh
my God. I must have been being so annoying because I am a huge fan of her. And I was like, hey, I'm a huge fan. And she was like, okay.
She really is.
She was nice, but I was like, it was very clear that I needed to like move 6 feet away.
And I've dealt with
because of COVID
some internalized misogyny and I don't have trouble supporting women, but it like doesn't, I usually go for like, oh, I love this male actor.
Because you hate,
I guess,
women.
It's internalized misogyny.
Yeah.
Right. But I really, Io is really like
breaking
me through that, like obsessed with her in a way that I don't think I've ever. Like, she's on my tier list.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I really love her. I forgot I have a present for you.
Can I have it?
Yeah, it's not really from me, though.
Okay.
Some lovely, lovely girl, Kylie, from the Seth Meyers team, reached out and was like, the team has seen, like, you and Connor show appreciation for Seth. Like, we'd love to send you a little something.
Kay.
For me, when I hear that the team has seen our stuff, I'm picturing... Seth is actually
slapping his knee.
Seth is watching us. He's saying out loud, man, I love these two. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the Seth Meyers merch factory myself. I'm going to hand print.
Brooke, I'm about to pee my pants.
I'm going to Seth hand printed you this tote and hand sewed. This set late night with Seth Meyers
t-shirt. Shut up. Oh my God. I'm going to tell my mom
hat,
I got this from him.
Seth was nice enough to embroider that. Yep. And then he walked himself to the post office and sent, here's another bag. That might be my bag, but here.
Oh, cool, bro.
Yeah. So thank you, Seth, for sending that personally. We, as always, are obsessed with you and Io. So Seth and Io.
Oh my gosh.
You're doing, guys. Seriously.
Hey, keep building, brother. Did I show you that Gary Vee sent me that DM?
Oh, yeah.
On Monday morning at 6 a.m. Keep building, brother. Thank you, Gary Vee. I was going to stop building until I saw that message. I love Seth Meyers. I think Seth Meyers needs to do a day drinking with Seth with Io.
Yeah.
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 You know what was shocking to me when I say that we're not on like the same timeline on the internet is how you didn't see a thing about these Miami aliens.
No, all I've seen is that Jacob Elordi unfollowed Olivia Jade on Twitter or on Instagram.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, it's crazy that to me, I'm like, that's pretty much more interesting than this aliens at this Miami mall.
I know.
Wait, look at
sad,
this headline on NBCnews.com. Aliens at a Miami mall? Please say, quote, LOL. Despite memes and a flurry of speculation online, the Miami Police Department ruled out aliens as a possibility. So basically, like, this was all over Twitter, and I'm on like conspiracy theorist Twitter, which I don't know if like everyone gets these or if like I always click and watch them because I'm, you know, susceptible to being inducted into a cult at any time, as well as conspiracy theorists. Like, I will watch them. But look at all these cops that showed up to the Miami Mall. Like, that's like 50 cops. And they,
what made them think there was an alien?
I don't remember, except people. Look at all those cops, though. They said that there were a bunch of teenagers with sticks. That's what the cops said in their official statement.
And people were like, thought they were aliens?
Well, I guess some people at the mall had claimed that they had seen 8-foot aliens walking around, and that's why the cops came. And then all the internet went out within like a 10-mile radius.
Just a kid with a stick?
It was like a couple kids with sticks. And then they said that that was an alien. That dot that we're unable to see at this time. Every time I see this, I'm going to say, we put a man on the moon. We took a picture of him, and this is the footage of the 8-foot alien?
Yeah.
This is what you have for me? Computer, enhance.
No thanks. I'll stick to Olivia Jade unfollowing Jacob Elordi.
It's stuff like this. Like this was the same week as like the Epstein list release thing, when everyone's like, they released the list. We just moved right past that, by the way. Like,
because I don't think it meant anything.
Yeah, it didn't mean anything. But here's my plea. And the same goes for birthdays. Here's my two things. Yep. Here's my plea for this week. I think if we're meant to care so much about Epstein's list as well as these 8-foot aliens, we need to break up into teams. There needs to be an A team and a B team. Someone needs to care about the aliens. Uh-huh. You group, like, focus on that. Someone needs to focus on the Epstein thing. Same thing with birthdays. And I'll get there. I'm going to make the connection. Birthdays need to be broken up into, like, quadrants. Like, if your birthday's in January, February, March, there needs to be birthday day in Q1.
They tried that, Connor.
I don't need to go to a birthday every weekend.
They've tried that. It doesn't work.
You know that quote with Jennifer Coolidge? Oh, yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't work. Oh, everyone's going to want a different cake. You're going to end up celebrating all those birthdays separately anyway. Everyone deserves their own special day.
If you don't learn history, it will repeat itself. And
even if your birthday's in January.
You know that quote, Jennifer Coolidge and White Lotus? These gays are trying to kill me. These people with birthdays are trying to kill me.
Because you went to 2 birthday parties this weekend?
3.
Oh, I didn't know you went to 3.
Yeah, I went to one during the day on Saturday before I went to the one at night.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And then the energy expended at birthdays.
Yeah.
I don't know if I just don't care about birthdays that much because I don't care about my birthday.
Right.
Because I'm observing 9/11 during that time.
Right.
If my birthday wasn't on 9/11, I don't think that I would ever talk about my birthday. Like, if my birthday was on July 16th, I'd be like, so what?
Right.
So what? I am a rock star. I got my
rock moves,
and I don't need you tonight at my birthday.
Yeah.
What do you think Pink is doing right now?
Flying.
Do you think Pink do you think she's airborne?
Yeah. She's addicted to being airborne.
I think Pink.
Didn't she fly over us, or was that someone else?
Brooke, I went pee at the AMAs, and then they locked me out. And I was begging to this 6'10" man, please, I need to see Pink airborne. And he said, sorry.
Yeah. She
and
flew directly overhead.
I said, Brooke, please film. And she flew right over our seats.
I think I didn't see it because I had such a bad cold that I kept squirting nasal spray from my purse. And I think my head was down squirting.
Oh,
when
my
she
gosh.
Was overhead.
Yeah, Brooke was squirting.
Yeah, squirting at the AMAs. Yeah.
There's a time and a place to squirt.
I literally had no choice.
That time was so weird. Brooke and I, like, when we get invited to stuff, they really do it up. We were like second row at the AMAs.
I was your plus one.
Oh.
I didn't get invited.
No. You said no.
No.
Oh, whatever. Anyways, we're second round. What?
Shall we?
What?
Head to the bonus?
Oh, is it that time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
It is.
All right, guys. Happy Thursday. I hope everyone had a great week so far. I have no announcements to make.
I don't either.
Do you want to do the drawing contest?
Yeah, you do that. You're
okay,
really passionate
I want to do this.
About it.
I don't know how it's going to work yet, but watch this space because I have been seeing a lot of art with the rebrand. People doing some
you
art
guys are
and
so
people doing
talented.
some different kind of art. There's some posters. There's some watercolors. There's even some actual physical structures being made.
And that crochet tapestry.
The crochet tapestry.
That is so. We need to print that out and
yeah, we
frame
do.
It.
Oh, wow. Heavens to Betsy. And there's been some keychains as well that people have made. So I think that we want to do some sort of art contest. So like watch the Instagram. I think we'll post it there.
Yeah, and watch the space.
We'll have to do, I think it'll be in the next couple of weeks. We'll do that. And then we'll do some sort of winners and some rewards in turn, in tandem.
Yeah.
A sign thing from you guys?
We'll do some, yeah, we'll do some sort of prize.
Yeah, some, what did you say, Izzy?
Like a note from you guys?
Like some, a note.
A secret note.
A note and something else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, I've got to head out to the bathroom.
Okay. So let's do that. And also, if you're in New York this weekend and want to go to the Billboard, it's on Broadway and West 48th.
Oh, okay. Thank you, guys.
Love you. See you in the bonus. This week on Close Friends.
There's so many like J-Law, J-Lo.
I think just those two now.
Yeah, it's just those two.
Don't ever tell a girl she looks like an old bulldog.
Sorry, from the angle you did. What is this plant's enemy? J-Lo?
Insects.
Oh.
There's a level of viral when you get to the dumbest part of the internet.
Oh, this one got there fast.
Mm-hmm, you got the fast pass.
Whoa.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.